Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Blondie!
Breakfast is over with at the Bumstead house, and the children, Cookie and Alexander, are upstairs. Dagwood and Blondie are lingering over their coffee, as Dagwood suffers a few pangs of fatherhood.
Blondie, dear.
Yes, dear.
Blondie, do you think Alexander still likes me?
What? Oh, of course he still likes you, Dagwood. Mm. Now, whatever put that idea into your head?
Oh, nothing. It's just that we used to be pretty close to each other. Real pals. Why, we played ball together and boxed and faced and...
Oh, I think it's just that Alexander's found some little friends of his own age, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, boys like Jimmy Decker.
Yeah. Mm. He never wants to spend any time with me anymore, Blondie. Seems that he'd rather play with Jimmy's pet skunk. Hey, what's a skunk got that I haven't got?
Well, there must be something, dear. You know how boys his age are.
Yeah. Well, maybe I haven't given him enough fatherly affection.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, I used to read to Alexander all the time or make up stories for him. And, well, I never make up stories for him anymore.
No. You're too busy making up stories for me.
Yes, I'm too busy to make up what? Oh, Blondie.
Oh, I'm just teasing you, darling.
Yeah, gosh. Remember how little Alexander used to sit here on my knee when he was a little baby?
Yes, dear. But he's changed quite a bit now.
Yeah. Well, he was changed quite a bit then, too, dear.
Well, Alexander's pretty big to sit on your knee.
Mm. Oh,
I hear them coming downstairs.
Yeah.
We're going out, Mother.
All right, Cookie.
We'll see you later, folks.
Oh, wait a minute. Alexander.
Yeah, Pa?
Come here a minute, son. Alexander? Little pal?
Huh?
Yeah. After all, Alexander, which is more important, a skunk or your old pop?
Well, you are, Pa.
Yeah, you see, Blondie, there. Alexander, come here a minute now. Let me tell you a story. Sit right here on my knee, huh?
Gosh, I'm pretty happy to sit on your knee, Pa.
Oh, nonsense. You're still my little boy? Come on, sit right here on this knee.
Well, okay.
Yeah. That's it. My, it's been a long time since I've had my little baby dumpling on my lap, hasn't it? Once upon a time, maybe you better shift over to my other knee, Alexander.
Okay. Am I too heavy, Pa?
Oh, no. Just shift over here. That's better. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Well, once upon a... This is a... Back on this knee, Alexander. Oh, there. Once upon... Maybe you better sit on both knees, Alexander.
If I'm too heavy, Pop, I'll be glad to...
No. You're not too heavy. It's just... Just sit on both knees, Alexander. Yeah, that's better. Now, let's see. Now. Once upon a time, maybe you'd better stand up while I tell you the story, Alexander.
Maybe you'd better forget the story altogether.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Pop. I understand.
Yeah.
You children run along and play.
All right, Mother.
Come on, Baby Dumpling.
Cut that out, Cookie. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, children.
Yeah. You see, Blondie, he just doesn't like me much anymore.
Oh, Dagwood, that's silly. He's just too big to be treated like a baby. Mm. Now, don't worry about him. He's a very happy, well-adjusted boy.
Yeah, well, just the same, I'm going to start spending more time with him.
Good.
When I come home tonight, I'm going to read to him. That's what I'm going to do. There's no use putting it off, Blondie. There's no use procrastinating.
Yes. I always say procrastination is the thief of time. Mm. What do you always say?
Well, I always say something that's a little bit easier to pronounce.
Oh, Mom, can I talk to you?
Of course, Alexander. Here, grab a dish towel and help me while you're talking.
Okay.
Now, what's your problem?
Mom, I'm worried about Pop. Well, he's been acting, well... sort of childish.
Well, maybe his feelings were a little hurt when you weren't interested in having him read to you.
I know. It seems to me that there ought to be a lot of things that you and your father both would be interested in.
Oh, sure. Money, for instance.
Yes.
you and your father always have a great time keeping your allowance straight, don't you?
I say we do, Mom.
How does the allowance situation stand now?
Pretty good. I'm 2 weeks ahead on it, and Pop thinks he's 1 week behind.
Alexander.
Yeah, Pop?
Hey, how'd you like to play a little game with me, huh?
Well, now, there's a chance to have some fun together.
Sure, yeah. I'll be glad to play a game with you, Pop.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to play? Chess or checkers?
Oh, no. How about some tiddlywink, huh?
Okay, Pop, get the tiddlies out.
We're home, Mom! Well, Dagwood, that sounds like the children are home for dinner. They still ought to be ready in a few more minutes.
Yeah, Blondie, I'm going to try again with Alexander. There's just no reason why we can't be better pals.
That's right, Dagwood. But why don't you let him come up to your age instead of your going down to his?
Yeah. Well, we'll see, dear. We'll see.
Gee, Mommy, what smells so good?
Yeah, what is that, Mom?
Just plain old Mulligan.
Mulligan?
Sure, like old Mulligan, the janitor at the Bitters Company.
Oh, Daddy's teasing you, Cookie. It's just an ordinary old stew.
Yeah, it's those Mulligan. Ha, ha, ha.
No matter what it is, it sure smells wonderful.
Yeah, almost as wonderful as the slum gullion I used to cook over an open campfire.
What in the world is slum gullion?
Well, it's Mulligan that's gone slumming. Ah, yes. I made it on a camping trip once, and boy, was it good. We'll have to take a trip to the mountains sometime, Alexander.
Good, Pop, could we? Just you and me?
What? You mean that you'd really like to go on a camping trip? Just you and me?
I'd like that better than anything in the whole world.
Good grief. Look at the mistakes Bumstead made in this. I better hung for him to come in right away.
Oh, did you honk for me, Mr. Diddy's, or are you keeping a duck in your desk?
I hung for you, Gooseface.
Oh.
And when I honk like this, that means get in here fast.
Oh, it does, huh? Well, what does it mean if you honk it like this?
Stop playing with that. Now listen. You fool around with that and I'll double you up and shove you into the file under B for booby.
Oh,
just look at this order you made out.
Well, what's the matter with it, bossy?
Ah, don't call me bossy. I'm not a cow.
Yeah. Of course not. You're all bull.
Why you cut that out? Look at this order.
Right.
1,000 feet of tubifores.
Yeah.
2 7-foot bamboo fishing poles. 500 sacks of cement and 2 sleeping bags.
Well, you see, J.C., I guess my mind just wasn't on my work. I was thinking about the trip Alexander and I are going to take to the mountains.
How you'll manage in the mountains, I'll never know.
What?
You'll probably scream for help at the first chipmunk that snarls at you.
No, animals don't bother me, J.C. I'm not afraid of them, not even skunks.
Just brotherly love, huh?
You know something? Once a wild razorback hog came charging at me and I didn't move a muscle.
Razorbacks are dangerous. Didn't he hurt you?
No, but I had a close shave.
Please. You know something? Sounds just like there's a jackass in here.
I can't help laughing, Mr. Diddy. And you know what they say. He whom laughs last.
Not he whom. He who.
Huh?
He who. He who. He who.
Hey, you're right. There is a jackass in here.
The camping books I got from the library.
Well, very interesting. Let's see here. What's this?
through darkest Africa with a flashlight.
Well, I think that's a funny book about explorers.
I hope so.
I hadn't bought these sleeping bags today. I bet they won't let me get on the bus with them. Holy smoke, here comes a helicopter. And it's going to land right here in the parking lot. Oh, it must be Mrs. Bob Orpington. Yeah, it's got to be. It's gold-plated. Look at it. Mrs. Bob Orpington, you! Hi, I'm Mrs. Bob Orpington.
Oh, Mr. Bumstead, hello, hello there, dear boy.
Mrs. Bob Orpington. Hey, how do you like your helicopter?
Oh, simply splendid, splendid, except for a few little things. This morning, my neck nearly came unscrewed.
Oh, how did that happen?
Well, a newspaper caught on one of the big propeller blades, and I was trying to read the headline while it was whirling around.
Sort of like trying to read the label on a phonograph record while it's spinning, huh?
Precisely. Oh, but otherwise, it's very handy.
Oh, yes.
Especially for dispersing midnight revelers. Oh, yes. You know, one night, some sailors were outside my door singing, "Hi-yo, blow the man down." Well, I simply sent Orson out with the helicopter, and it blew all the men down.
Yeah, well, you wait till the Navy hears about this.
Oh, you know, dear boy, you'd make a very good sailor.
Yeah?
I'm sure you'd become a petty officer.
You're just saying that.
You're so young, so handsome, and you make me feel so nautical. Grotesque objects down there on the sidewalk.
Oh, those are my feet. I guess you must mean these sleeping bags, huh?
So that's what they are.
Little Alexander and I are going to go camping and sleep out in the open. Do you like roughing it, Mrs. Buff Orpington?
No, dear boy. I prefer smoothing it. Husband, Mr. Buff Orpington, the man who invented the chicken, you know, he always used to say, the art of doors is wonderful. It's too bad there's so much of it outside when nobody sees it. Well, I must be saying goodbye, so I'll say goodbye. Fly away, Orson.
Dear, my goodness, what have you there?
Yeah, well, camping equipment, my good woman.
Hello, Daddy. Gee, what are those?
Hi, Pop. Yippee, those are the snazziest sleeping bags I ever saw. Dagwood, you and Alexander aren't serious about going to the mountains, are you?
Why, Blondie, we've been talking about it for 2 days, haven't we, son?
Sure. Darling, I don't want to spoil your fun. But you don't seem to realize that you haven't slept outdoors for years. Mm-hmm. And Alexander never has.
Jeepers, Mom. What's so hard about sleeping outdoors?
The ground.
It's
not only hard, but it's cold and wet and bumpy and... Well, it's something you have to be used to, dear. You have to be conditioned to it.
That's right. You have to be conditioned to it.
Your mother's right, Alexander. You do have to get air conditioned to sleeping outdoors. So, we'll start tonight.
I'm glad you understand. What? You'll do what tonight?
Sleep outdoors.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy, when it's bedtime, Alexander and I will take our little sleeping bags and head far out into the backyard. Oh, it's just fine, Blondie. You go to bed now, dear. Good night.
All right.
Good night. Good night,
Mom. Well, come on, son. Hop into that old sleeping bag.
Okay, Pop. Just a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Worry Wart, are you under there?
Yeah, I was... Alexander, what are you looking for?
Well, I just want to make sure Worry Wart isn't underneath my sleeping bag.
Yeah, who's Worry Wart?
My frog.
Oh.
I call him Worrywart because after I touch him, I always worry about getting worse.
Oh. He sleeps out here someplace.
Yeah, well, let him find his own sleeping bag. Come on, let's get going here. Now, let me zip up your old bag here. There.
Gee, this is swell. I'm as snug as a bug in a rug.
Yeah.
Night, Pop.
Yeah. I'll see you. I'll see the boys at 3 o'clock in about time, yeah. What'd you say, Alexander?
I didn't say anything, Pop.
I didn't, well. Good night, son.
Night, Pop. What's the matter, Pop?
Alexander, we aren't alone. Someone just laid a cold, clammy hand on my forehead. Alexander, have you got a cold, clammy hand that croaks like a frog?
Oh, that's Worrywart, Pop. I can see him. He's sitting right on your forehead.
Get him off! Get him off! He might think my nose is a cricket. Get him off!
I got him, Pop.
Well, okay, now. Whew. Look, Alexander, let's try and get just a little sleep now. Would you mind? Mm-hmm. Well, good night, Alexander.
Night, Pop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pop.
Huh?
I'm awful thirsty.
Tell Worrywart to bring you a drink. I'm kind of hungry myself.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Mom said she put some sandwiches and milk in the basement.
Yes, she did? Well, come on. What are we waiting for?
These sandwiches are swell.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of nice and cozy down here in the basement.
Yeah, it is. Gee, look, Pop.
What? I
forgot we had those folding cots down here.
Mm-hmm. They look pretty comfortable, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you weakening a little bit, Alexander?
No, Pop.
Oh, neither am I. I knew you'd like sleeping outside in your old sleeping bag.
Oh, sure. I like sleeping outside my old sleeping bag.
Yeah. You know, some people probably think it's better sleeping inside.
Yeah, I know one.
Yeah. I guess you'd really rather sleep outside, huh? Under the stars?
Well, I'm not so sure it's safe, Pop. One of those stars might fall on us.
Yeah. Oh, you think so, huh? They might, yeah. It's dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's a good excuse. That's right, yeah. There is an awful lot of stars up there, and some of them might get loose at that, yeah.
Well, well.
What?
Look, Pop, there's that cedar chest where Mom keeps her extra blankets.
Well, well. Alexander, let's stop kidding each other, huh?
Okay. I'll bring in the sleeping bags and you make up the cot.
Oh, it's a good idea. Tonight we'll get accustomed to sleeping outside, inside. Hey, you know, maybe tomorrow night we'll sleep outside. What do you think?
Oh, sure we will.
Sure. We'll put the old sleeping bags in the corner of the basement and won't say anything about it. But tomorrow night we can make up our minds.
Yeah. Sleeping outside sure is wonderful.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a roof over your head. Another waffle, Dagwood?
Yeah, no thanks, Bondi, dear. I always heard it was unlucky to have 13. 12 is just right.
Gee, Daddy, I didn't know you were ever through eating.
How about you, Alexander?
Gosh, no, Mom. I'm up to my back teeth now.
Well, after a night spent in the open air, I was expecting both of you to be as hungry as wolves. How did you like your sleeping bag?
That's right, Mom.
Yeah, Blondie, please don't say anything to the neighbors about our sleeping in the backyard last night, will you, dear? You see, they wouldn't understand.
Gentlemen, your secret is safe with me.
It's safe with me, too, gentlemen.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
I wonder who that is at the back door.
Come in.
Good morning, nature boy.
Yeah.
I was going to visit you in the backyard last night, but then I remembered the old saying, let sleeping bags lie.
Hey, Woodley, who told you that we were sleeping out?
Why, it's all over Shady Lane Avenue. In fact, somebody is offering 10-to-1 odds that you won't last a week.
Why, Herb, who's doing that?
Me. Well, so long, folks.
Yeah, so long.
There goes my old pal and buddy Woodley. Nice guy he is.
Well, somebody at the front door now. I'll get it. I guess everybody's coming to congratulate you on spending the night outdoors.
Hey, Alexander. Hey, we're heroes, huh?
Take it easy, Pop. You're Don't right? overdo it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, son, yeah.
Mr. Dithers, Dagwood.
Mr. Dithers? Oh, goody.
What do you suppose Mr. Dithers wants, Daddy?
I don't know. Nothing more than my life's blood, I suppose.
Well, good morning, Bumpson. I understand you slept outside last night.
Oh, I did? I mean, yes, I did. All night.
Well, I can understand you sleeping, but when morning came, weren't you bothered by woodpeckers?
We weren't bothered by anything in our sleep.
Woodpeckers?
We weren't bothered by anything in our sleeping bags, huh, Pop?
Sleeping bags?
Sure. Alexander and I got those little old sleeping bags, so we tried them out last night.
You should have gotten a desk. You sleep better there than anywhere.
Oh, no. This sleeping bag is a catch. It's made so that it covers everything but my face.
You might know they'd make it wrong. Well, I just hope this sleeping outside doesn't affect your work at the office.
Why, Mr. Diddy?
Because if it does, I'll make you swallow a banana whole. And then reach down your throat and peel it.
Oh, my. Hey, Alexander.
Yoo-hoo.
Hey, it's time to get up.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Gee, Pop, how much longer do we have to do this?
You mean sneak down to the basement after everybody has gone to bed?
Yeah. These cots are awful comfortable.
Yeah, but think how much worse those darn sleeping bags were.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Gee, I guess Mom would sure laugh at us if she knew we didn't want to go to the mountains anymore.
Yeah, I guess she would.
Oh, well, I can stand it if you can, Dad.
Yeah, attaboy, attaboy. You're a real pal, Alexander.
So are you, Pop.
I am? Do you know something, Alexander? I've always wanted to be a pal.
Good morning, dear.
Blondie, what are you doing up so early?
Morning, Mom. Dagwood, I want to have a little talk with you and Alexander.
Oh, sure, dear. Is something wrong?
No, dear. It's just that, well... Dagwood, I want you to do something for me.
Hey, you sound kind of serious.
I am. I don't want you and Alexander to go to the mountains. Please, dear, for me.
Blondie, we've spent a lot of time getting air conditioned.
Oh, all right, you can go.
Oh, no, dear. For your sake, we won't go. Okay, son?
I'll say. I mean, sure, Pop.
Of course, we had planned a little trip together, but if you
insist... I still want you to have a trip together.
You do?
Yes. Mm. I was thinking how nice it would be for you to drive to Fremont for the weekend. Mm. I understand the bass fishing is just wonderful.
Gee, Pop, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sure does, but... Oh, no, it's out of the question. Where would we stay? We can't afford it.
I thought of that, too. Mm. So, I scraped together $50 for you, darling.
Gee, Pop, everything sure worked out swell. I mean...
Never mind, Alexander, never mind. Blondie, dear, just where did you get this $50?
Well, I... Oh, what difference does it make? Just take the money and have a nice weekend, dear.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Blondie. Oh, and boy, we're all toughened up from sleeping outside these last few days. There's nothing like sleeping on the hard ground to put you in fighting trim.
Don't overdo it, Pop.
I know you've suffered getting into condition.
Yeah, but we didn't mind, dear. Wait a minute. But really, where did you get the $50?
Oh, that. Mm. Well, dear, I returned your sleeping bags to the store almost a week ago.
Blondie Show was heard in the United States over NBC, the national broadcasting company, and has been rebroadcast to our servicemen and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.